Good afternoon and welcome to our Judicial Council Education Meeting. Sometimes this has been called the Issues Meeting, but I think issues, if used in a generic term, is what it is. Often, as you all know, we receive presentations from different entities of interest to the bar. We've had an economist, we've had evidence-based sentencing presentations, etc. And so you have before you the agenda today. But I want to welcome you to our first public meeting. And so you know whenever I say public meeting, I always give the warning that I ask you to speak into your microphones so that your voice can be captured. And that because we have listeners at various times of the day and in various numbers, and because we also tape parts of the meeting for later use on our website and CNN News, we ask that if you remember, if possible, to call each other by name so we understand who's speaking or identify yourself before you speak. I also would remind you and myself to turn off my cell phone because it does interfere with the recording at times. And I also want to point out for the benefit of all new and those listening that often our education meetings are much briefer than our business meetings. And so I'm not sure where that takes us today, but I'm excited by the fact that it's now open and anyone can listen in. And as you notice in our agenda, we have three items today. The first will be an informal report from Justice Miller about practices that the Judicial Council has been pursuing, along those that include the survey from the presiding judges to the trial courts on changes that could be made in Judicial Council meetings. And I want to acknowledge the work of Executive and Planning Committee in bringing these ideas to us so quickly and on the ground here at our first meeting in August. And as you know on the agenda, the second topic is the role of the Trial Court Presiding Judges Advisory Committee, and I'm looking forward to this presentation by the chairs, Judge Kevin Enright of the Superior Court of San Diego and Judge David Rosenberg of the Superior Court of Yolo County, our incoming chair of the PJ Advisory Committee. And the final matter on for our agenda is the discussion on managing trial court budgets by some of the people who know them best and we're fortunate to have them as colleagues on council, and we'll introduce the panel when it's called later this afternoon. Before I turn it over to Justice Miller, I want to welcome two new incoming council members whose terms begin September 15, who are with us today, both appointments by the State Bar, and they are Ms. Angela Joy Davis of the Office of U.S. Attorney General in Los Angeles. Welcome. And also Mr. Mark Robinson of Robinson, Calcaney, et al. I don't know if I said that last name. Did I say that?
He'll live with
me. Okay. Thank you. Of Newport Beach, welcome to you both. We look forward to your participation. And I turn this over now to Justice Miller.
Thank you, Chief Justice. And welcome to all those who are here in the audience today and to all of those who are listening to this historic educational meeting. I believe for the council members, we would all agree that at our planning session last June, we had what I consider a very robust, candid, and productive discussion about several topics, and particularly some of the issues surrounding the governance of the Judicial Council and the AOC, and particularly some of those discussions involved the issues meeting and the educational meeting and the Judicial Council meeting. Our session today and our business meeting tomorrow incorporate several of those recommendations that we discussed in June. You just have to look around, I think, the boardroom here this afternoon, and it will reveal the most obvious change. Our educational session is now a public meeting, open to the public to attend and open for the public to listen to. That would include judges, court executives, member of the public, the press, anyone who has an interest in what goes on in the judicial branch and in these educational sessions. So we welcome those judges who are in attendance, and we welcome those judges and members of the public who may be listening to this meeting on audiocast. I think you will find it both valuable, beneficial, and informative. For much of the past 14 years, the educational or issues meetings had been closed and only open at the discretion of the Chief Justice. The intent was truly to encourage frank discussion of the very complex issues that confront the judicial branch and the judicial council. But that benefit of a frank discussion came with a price. Those many, and I believe many, valuable and interesting discussions were closed, and the information there was only heard by those who were in attendance, when in reality they would have been very beneficial for the many, many others that also have to deal with the important issues that we discuss. This also led, though, to an unfortunate perception that the real discussions of the Judicial Council took place in private or in secret, and that we as a Judicial Council, just on our business meeting the next day, simply rubber-stamped those issues. Unfortunately, that created this perception. Another unfortunate perception was that the staff, or the AOC staff, who were assigned to do the proposals and to prepare the proposals for the council's consideration at the business meetings, oftentimes were equated with the proponent, rather than it being the advisory committee who was the proponent, or a particular court that was a proponent, or some other member of the judicial branch who was the proponent. We value the services and expertise of the AO staff. They truly are in large part what has made the California Judicial Council a model for other states. They are dedicated, conscientious, and hardworking, and the council, quite frankly, could not do its job without them. However, council doesn't set the agenda for the council. That's the Executive and Planning Commission. That's our responsibility. They don't make the policy for the Judicial Council or the branch. That's our responsibility. That's our role as Judicial Council members. And we need to continue to do things to fulfill that role. So in our discussion in June and in many other small groups since then and before then, we have come up and we are making and proposing and instituting a number of different changes that will further ensure that the Judicial Council serves its role as oversight in this important responsibility. Now that these meetings are public, they will be audio cast as well as memorialized as official minutes of the council. We believe this will make council decision-making processes more transparent and more informative. I want to talk just a little bit about the expanded public comment. Beginning with our session tomorrow, our business meeting of the council will be open, and it will start with an expanded and more liberal public comment period. Anyone wishing to address the council on any matter related to court or judicial administration is invited to address the council at the start of our meeting. Also, we've simplified the notification process to make it far more easier for prospective speakers to reserve time. Outside of public comment, we've revised our rules or in the process of revising our rules to allow judges, court administrators, or others who wish to speak on a topic on the business agenda to, again, directly address the council when it considers that proposal, rather than at the start or the beginning of the meeting. We are going to find, I believe, these comments very valuable. And I think these changes will encourage greater participation and that they will serve to enrich the discussions that we have at our various meetings and help us to be informed and to make appropriate and difficult decisions. I want to thank staff for the assistance in quickly implementing these changes. This has all happened since June. None of us can be certain what the impact of expanded comment will be on the length or tone or content of our meetings, but we believe that the council discussions can only benefit from increased access and greater input from affected and interested parties, and that especially it will improve and inform the Judicial Council. Stay tuned because there are more changes to come. There are more proposals in the works, all inspired by council discussions and informed by the responses to the survey conducted by presiding judges at the request of the Chief Justice. I will just mention a few. For council meetings, these include exploring more and frequent meetings of the council. The chief is considering proposed dates for 8 council meetings in 2012 instead of the normal 6. 6 meetings of 2 or 3 days, similar to the current schedule, plus 2 additional one-day meetings in January and July. For improving communications and outreach, we want to improve council outreach at regional meetings. These should be listening sessions in addition to information sessions. Information needs to flow both ways. We plan to set up a network of Judicial Council member liaisons with each trial court to further facilitate communication between the Judicial Council and the branch. Court leaders would have designated council members that would become familiar with their court, listening to their concerns, bringing those to the attention of the council, be willing to answer questions, and then obtain information if it's needed. We will set up liaisons of Judicial Council members to the various AOC divisions and departments so that the council can better understand the different divisions and departments, their work, their functions, their budget, and their services to the trial court. For ensuring adequate oversight, the Advisory Committee on Financial Accountability and Efficiency was assigned to undertake a complete analysis of the AOC's budget and formulate recommendations and report to the Judicial Council at our October 2011 meeting. In addition, A&E was also asked to look at the use of consultants and contracts by the AOC and its division involving significant amounts of money, and again to report their findings back to the Judicial Council, all so that we as council members can fulfill our important oversight responsibilities. At the same time, the Strategic Evaluation Committee that the chief appointed in March will continue its internal review and audit of the AOC. In addition, the Chief Justice has appointed a number of council members for 3 additional internal committees, an Administrative Director Search Committee, a governance committee that will continue to look at the governance issues that are confronted by the Judicial Council, and a parliamentary committee that will look at parliamentary rules for the conduct of our council meeting and our internal meetings. Again, stay tuned. This isn't all of them. There will be many others. As I and my colleagues on the Executive and Planning Committee explained in the pre-meeting advisory that was sent to all judges on Monday of this week, since assuming office in January, the Chief Justice has consistently called for increased transparency within the branch. Her direction to us is to open council meeting proceedings as much as possible to increase understanding of the complex issues we face and improve understanding of the judicial branch. The Chief has encouraged us to take a fresh look at how the council operates. Everything from the conduct of our meetings to the strategic plan for the branch to the composition of the council itself. So this meeting is the first of many where we will be addressing these governance issues. My sincere hope is that we will look back on this session and our June meeting and the leadership of our Chief Justice as the start of a new, highly productive, and positive era for the California judiciary. Those are my comments, and if there are any questions or any comments that any of the council members would like to make in that regards, for me, this has been a pretty exciting time. This has been a very interesting time. It's been a great deal of work and effort, but I can tell you there's still a lot to do, and there's a lot that we can accomplish, and I believe, like I know so many of you that I've had conversations with, that this is a process we needed to go through, and that in the end it will be very beneficial to us as a council and as a branch.
Thank you, Justice Miller. Are we able to then start with our second agenda item, which is no action item, no materials are required, but this is a discussion of the role of Trial Court Presiding Judges Advisory Committee.